You got a timer going?
I've got the timer.
All right.
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Nick Glover, Tim Wick, and Molly Glover.
We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks Without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we're talking about all the amazing Fox and DC and Marvel and Sony movies coming out soon. Well, okay, not amazing Fox and Sony, but amazing Marvel and DC movies.
We're geeks without God.
Hey, welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Nick Glover. I'm joined, as always, by my co-hosts, Tim Wick.
I am Tim Wick.
And Molly Glover.
I am Molly Glover.
And we are going to talk about the forecast for superhero movies.
Superhero movie forecast.
Super serious superhero forecast.
So in the past few months, DC kind of, or Warner Brothers DC, put out a thing that was like, here's all our movies for the next, you know, through 2020, I think. And then just a few weeks ago, we actually posted on the Facebook page, as the Marvel event was happening, Marvel did the same, and they kind of both
dick.
Yeah, they both kind of flopped their comic book movie dicks on the table for a measuring contest.
I gotta feel like what happened is DC said, you know, okay, we're finally, you know, we're gonna do some movies, guys, check it out, and then Marvel came out and went, here's our slate, mic drop.
Yeah. And well, so DC has a whole bunch of individual movies coming out. There's going to be an Aquaman movie. There's going to be a Cyborg movie. There's going to be a Wonder Woman movie. You know, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice, all that sort of thing. And so eventually, all of their DC movies are going to lead up to a Justice League movie.
Yeah.
Which is fucking
it's
awesome.
It's great. But Marvel, meanwhile, has like 2 Infinity War movies, Captain America Civil War, like
Civil
so much.
Fucking war.
So much of
Let's
their
go down the list.
Yeah, yeah. So, we're just gonna kind of go down the list.
Should we start with DC or Marvel?
The calendar I have is all of them together.
Oh,
all
right,
yeah.
It's completely linear.
So,
next year, 2015, May 1st, Avengers: Age of Ultron.
They just started trailers anywhere close to how the movie's gonna.
They just started putting out trailers for it publicly. They've had some sneak peeks at Comic Cons and stuff
before that.
But yeah, Age of Ultron looks great. James Spader as the voice of Ultron is such a fucking brilliant choice.
Well, he also did the motion cap too.
Yeah,
all the emotion and stuff.
Performance capture.
Yeah.
Technically, Andy Serkis was his help
Coach.
With that. Yeah, Andy. They show Andy Serkis in the trailer actually, and he looks just like Claw, who is a Black Panther villain, a Wakandan vibranium villain guy. And so there's a theory that that's maybe who he's playing, and that might tie into a thing that we'll talk about in a minute. July 17th, 2015, Ant-Man. Scott Lang, Ant-Man. Paul Rudd plays him. Hank Pym will be in it as an older mentor type figure. And it looks like they're going to have a Janet Van Dyne, but it's
hard to say.
Hank Pym's daughter, maybe.
Huh.
Yeah, they're messing up the timeline and stuff, all right.
Yeah, they can change things.
It's MCU.
Here's the thing about the Ant-Man movie in Marvel is, at this point, Marvel's just like, hey, we can... They're so good at telling these stories. I mean, they really are doing a solid job of telling the stories of these characters that they're kind of like, we can pretty much do any character we want, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's what Guardians of the Galaxy was like. They're like...
Fucking Howard the Duck cameo.
Nobody knows who Guardians of the Galaxy are, but we can still knock this one out of the park, right?
Yeah, and they did.
Yeah.
There's a certain, I don't know, strut to Marvel movies these days.
So
is not unearned.
No, absolutely. So that's 2015. We get 3 comic book movies, and you know what? Any other year, we'd be like, wow, that's a lot of comic book movies.
I'd say a glut.
Yeah.
Although, you know, you got to point out that at the same time, we've got Gotham, Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Carter.
Arrow.
We've got a shit ton of comic stuff.
And actually, in 2015, we will have Marvel's Netflix series, The Marvel Knights, Defenders, starting with Daredevil, which looks really great, too.
Yeah.
And they, by the way, they finally announced, what's her name, the woman... who people thought was going to play Elektra. I can't remember her name.
I don't know.
Night Nurse is going to be in the Daredevil series, which is great.
Mm.
So Then we get to 2016, which is February. Fox is finally doing their Deadpool movie. Okay. With Ryan Reynolds as
yes. Yep.
They're going to ignore Wolverine Origins and do a proper Deadpool movie. But
let us remember that it's Fox.
But you then know, again, did just, you see the little teaser that they did for it? It was funny.
It's still Fox.
It was funny and violent.
Fox does not fill me with confidence.
No, they're dead to me for mutant movies, pretty much. Yeah. But so then March 25th, Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice,
which could be great.
You know what? Zack Snyder.
Fucking A, right?
I love 300. I did not hate Watchmen.
Yeah.
And everything else.
I liked Watchmen.
I liked Watchmen, but there were it wasn't
perfect. The Lollipop Chainsaw wasn't terrible.
It was dreadful. Sucker Punch was beautiful and horrible.
Terrible. It was beautiful and entertaining. It wasn't good.
I'm most excited about Batfleck. I won't lie. Like, I think Ben Affleck could play, because the bat suit that they showed him in, he looks like a big, beefy Jim Lee Batman, like, you would be scared if you ran into this guy in an alley. Like, he will fucking end you.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like Batman should look, not like a juicer, but physically intimidating.
Yeah, the problem that I have is Zack Snyder creates a Man of Steel character that's like Superman if he was Batman.
Right.
And is there going to be enough of a difference between Batman and Superman in this film? I mean, if we're talking a Batman versus Superman, the two of them have very different ideologies. They have very...
Oh, they're almost opposed.
Though they're good guys.
Superman believes in the best humanity has to offer, and Batman prepares for the worst that humanity has to offer.
Batman doesn't trust Superman because he doesn't think anyone should be trusted with that much power. It's
not unlike Lex Luthor in some regard.
Exactly.
Yeah, and if you can't get that dichotomy between those characters, and I'm not convinced Zack Snyder can, because his first take on Superman doesn't exhibit that dichotomy.
Did he do Man of Steel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that was his movie.
One of the things Ben Affleck said was, I realize, and I'm very well aware of Daredevil and what happened there and my performance in that movie and what that movie is, and so I realize that I have a lot to prove to be Batman.
Well, Affleck,
it's awesome that he would kind of acknowledge that Daredevil kind of sucked.
But yeah, right. Yeah, Affleck's kind of a nerd, though. So, I mean,
he's a huge nerd.
Comic nerd. So that's, I don't know.
So then, okay, May 6th, Captain America.
2016.
Yep, Captain America: Civil War.
Yes.
Now this is not the Serpent Society. There was a joke that it was going to be called Captain America: Serpent Society. That's a joke. They changed it in the middle of the press briefing.
It's
actually
Civil War.
It's Civil War.
Maybe not the one we know and love.
And it's the Marvel. They answered a fan question about this that was very clear. This is not the battle for the Superhuman Registration Act and secret identities and all that. What it is nations and countries and people worried about superheroes and who they're working for and who they're doing their power on behalf of. And it sounds more like a superhuman Cold War type thing.
Huh? Yeah. More like a storyline you might see in a Marvel mutant comic.
Right.
Where it's like, I don't trust these mutants and what their powers are, and I'm worried. Instead, they're applying that to all the cases.
The Brian Michael Bendis wrote a Nick Fury story that was like not Secret War, but I can't remember. Where he takes a bunch of Avengers and all these heroes and goes and, you know, over to Latveria and stomps on Dr. Doom because he's selling super weapons to all these small-time villains. And, like, you know, they're using them as terrorists, pretty much. And so he does military action with all these superheroes and goes over there. And that's when Nick Fury gets kicked out of S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. is because the rest of the world says, Latveria is a sovereign nation. You can't just walk over there with superheroes and fuck up a sovereign nation without declaring war and going through, like, the UN and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Huh. And you used S.H.I.E.L.D. to do this, and you used heroes to do this, so you are kicked out. And that's, I mean, that seems thematically
wasn't Secret War?
I think Secret War was the Beyonder thing.
That was the Beyonder.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, Civil War will also have Wakandan leader T'Challa the Black Panther in costume. He will make an appearance in Civil War.
And also Downey Jr.'s in that one. So Iron Man figures into Civil War.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yep, Robert Downey Jr. is in Civil War.
Yes.
He's one of the more politically active Marvel heroes, yes. Even in the MCU. So, like, especially in the MCU, where he's already, you know, he's already on record, you know, unmasked. Everyone knows who he is. He's, you know, so, and he's been involved with senators and, you know.
But, I mean, the thing is, you can't do the regular Civil War storyline anyway. No. Because in Marvel, in the cinematic universe,
there's no secret identity.
There's no secret identity for Captain America either.
Well, he doesn't really in the comics by
Civil War
either. No,
in the comics, everyone knows who he is. He's the one who...
That's a point that frequently gets raised. Like, you yourself don't have a secret identity. And he's like, well, but that doesn't mean I don't respect the right to have one.
Yeah, he's like, the point is, an American, in the comic...
He respects a superhero's right to choose.
Be a civilian.
Well, what it is, in the comic, he respects the American fucking right to privacy.
Yeah.
And that is what it comes down to.
Kind of.
Like, we have a right to privacy. These are American citizens. They don't give up their citizens' rights just because they're powered. Yeah. And that is the big... And that's where they're always like, what's the big deal? You know, and it's like, can't see what the big deal is disgusts me. Like, so it's going to be different than that, but...
I'm excited for that. May 27th, Fox's X-Men Apocalypse.
2016?
Yep, 2017. 16 still.
Wow.
X-Men Apocalypse... the sequel to Days of Future Boring.
See, I know you guys hated it. I like Days of Future.
I didn't hate it.
It's a Sentinel movie where literally not a single Sentinel kills a mutant.
I didn't hate it. It didn't make sense, and parts of it were boring, and the time travel was handled badly.
They kill a mutant a lot. The mutants just come back to life because of the time thing.
Yeah, no, the future Nimrod Sentinels do, but the 70s Sentinels, the only time you ever see them active is when Magneto is controlling them. It's bullshit. It's a story about Sentinels. And there's no Sentinels in it. August 5th, DC's Suicide Squad, which I think they said is going to have Harley Quinn in it.
That could be cool.
There were a couple other names that they threw out, villain names for it. Not Bane, not Catman, even though that's Secret Six. But And then November 4th, Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Yes.
And
do we know for sure if it's Cumberbatch or not?
At the Marvel press event, they said if we have confirmed who was playing Doctor Strange, we would tell you who's playing Doctor Strange. Until it's final, as soon as it's final, you'll know. But we don't know yet. But the really, really strong rumor is that they're in contract negotiations with Benedict Cumberbatch, which would be cool. I'd prefer it.
So the dude who's directing that one...
Sinister.
Is
the Sinister
dude who
directed
Sinister.
Supernatural horror director for Doctor Strange.
It feels like he could get it right.
Yeah. A dark Doctor Strange movie. So Dormammu as the villain, they're saying.
Yeah.
Mephisto, I think. No, maybe Dormammu. Anyway.
And I know we're not talking about a lot about the DC movies, but I mean, the thing that I got to say about the DC movies is we don't really... They don't have a track record to speak of.
And we don't really know who is going to be... I mean, so much is up in the air.
They haven't announced directors, so it's tough.
So then November 11th, just a week after Doctor Strange, is Sony's Sinister Six movie.
That could be really good.
Well, it could be... I mean, it's Vulture and Hobgoblin and Sandman and Doc Ock.
But it's the same folks that have given us Amazing Spider-Man and Amazing Spider-Man 2,
which are the worst things about both those movies are the villains.
That's true.
And now they're going to do a movie entirely about those villains.
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well.
It concerns me.
And in fact, there's a lot of talk about Sinister Six possibly being a turning point for Sony's Spider-Man franchise. Depending on how that movie does, it will change a lot of stuff in the future for their movies.
I mean, with Sinister
Six...
Maybe
we'll get another reboot.
Is it going to be a Spider-Man movie?
No.
Is Spider-Man going to be in it?
Probably not.
The Sinister Six books that Gail Simone has been doing have been... Isn't that who does
No, you're thinking of Superior Foes of Spider-Man?
Who does the Sinister Six books I've been reading that I read with Catman?
Secret Six. That's Secret Six. That's DC. This is Sinister Six. This is Spider-Man villains.
Okay.
Secret Six is Gil Simone's Catman, Bane.
Okay. So many sixes and stuff.
Yeah. Sinister Six is Doc Ock, Vulture, Sandman.
Electro, I was confused.
Whatever. And so that's the end of 2016. So that's we go from three movies in 2015 to seven in 2016, and only more from there forward.
Wow.
2017, March 3rd, untitled Wolverine sequel. Whatever. We'll see. May 5th, Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yes!
James Gunn is coming back to do it.
Yeah, James Gunn!
He's talking about just the expanding the scale of the number of Marvel characters in the movie, which is amazing because Guardians of the Galaxy 1 had more Marvel characters than any other Marvel movie so far. And that's, you know, they've got everyone returning for their same roles, and that's going to be...
That's awesome.
Tons of fun. June 23rd, Wonder Woman.
2017,
This
right?
is still 2017, yep. Okay. Gal Gadot?
Yes.
Gal Gadot. From Fast and Furious and Superman versus Batman, Dawn of Justice. She gets her own Wonder Woman movie in 2017.
Which is about time.
It's about fucking time. They're going with the mythological origin for Wonder Woman. Zeus is her father. They're doing that whole... I mean, they're going to do it up supernatural. Like, not just like a jungle island of Amazon women. It's literally going to be... She is a
fucking,
you know,
fantasy
god
universe. Why can't you make
demigod.
Wonder Woman be Wonder Woman the way Wonder Woman appeared?
Yeah.
Why not? Why can't you do that?
Are
they going to give her an invisible jet? I really fucking hope they give her an invisible jet.
I forgot one. 2015, Fantastic Four.
Oh, that could be okay.
Who cares? Who, fuck that movie. No.
That's Fox again.
Sue and Johnny aren't siblings.
Oh, that's right. This is the terrible.
There's so much of the casting is bad. I saw some mock-ups of Dr. Doom. He looks like a metal mummy.
That's
like,
right.
It just looks dreadful.
It's Fox again. They already fucked up Dr. Doom once.
And then,
I don't know how...
did they? And then so 2017, July 14th, Fantastic Four 2, a sequel to their not released yet terrible movie. July 28th, Thor Ragnarok.
Yay.
Tom Hiddleston's been confirmed to be in it, as is Idris Elba as Heimdall.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
Heimdall.
And then November 3rd, Black Panther.
Yay.
Wow.
This will be the first, since Blade, it'll be the first comic book hero with an African American lead.
Well, there's just those two, right? I mean, there
three.
Are no other African American comic book characters. Aren't
sure, there are. Mr. Terrific.
Just
Marvel's. But, they both got tons. But I'm just saying, like, it's a big deal. T'Challa will get an appearance in costume as Black Panther in Civil War, and then a year later, he gets his own movie. Then a few weeks after that, Justice League Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then unspecified date in 2017. Female Spider-Man spinoff.
Female
Spider-Woman.
Could be Spider-Woman.
It can't be Jessica Drew.
It could be Black Cat, I suppose.
I suppose.
It could be Catwoman.
And then...
No, the Catwoman's
DC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking... And then, who am I thinking of? I guess I am thinking Black Cat.
It is Black Cat,
Also unspecified for 2017, Venom Carnage Spider-Man spinoff, which may have been canceled, but they're trying to do a Venom movie.
Yeah.
Right. Fuck it.
Yeah.
So that's...
They can't all be gold, right?
That's like 9 movies in 2017.
Jesus.
They can't all be gold unless they're Marvel, and then the worst they do is like a goldish silver for Iron Man 3.
2018, March 23rd, The Flash.
Well, you know, have you guys been watching The Flash?
No. It's not going to be the same guy.
Which is like, what the fuck? I don't
know. Right? Why? It seems so weird to have it all so separate.
The TV show's decent. I've got issues with it.
Smallville. Too much drama. Too much...
There's some of that.
Cry.
I know that's Jeremy's opinion, but I think that they've got the personality of The Flash well. But anyway, I don't know. I just don't understand why if you're trying to make a successful Flash TV series, you've got a guy who's playing The Flash, and he's doing a decent job. Why aren't you just... Anyway...
May 4th, 2018, Avengers Infinity War Part 1.
Yay.
Now, what's interesting is that between Part 1 and Part 2, there are 2 full Marvel movies. And these all are going to be taking place sequentially, so the Infinity War is going to span over 4 movies, potentially.
Like, it should, because it should take...
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, Infinity War Part 1, Thanos, James... is it Brolin?
Brolin.
Yeah, as Thanos looks great.
Josh Brolin.
Josh Brolin, right. They showed him with the Infinity Gauntlet on his hand, and just going to be badass.
What? The Infinity Gauntlet?
Yeah.
What?
Then July 6th, Captain Marvel. And that would be Carol Danvers.
Carol fucking Danvers.
Hashtag Carol Corp.
Still pisses me off that in this entire list there's not a Black Widow movie.
I'm doesn't piss like, me off at all, because I think a Black Widow movie would be a lot more boring than people seem to think.
It would be an action espionage movie that's exactly. not a superhero movie
exactly.
necessarily.
Exactly.
I'd be for it. But
I'd be for okay. it too, but I'm way more excited about a Captain Marvel movie.
I am way more excited about a Captain Marvel movie. Especially with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and all the Kree stuff yes. that's been happening there.
Yes.
It really seems that like Captain Marvel will take the whole MCU somewhere, whereas Black Widow kind of keeps it on Earth and really you only would have to do a S.H.I.E.L.D. or her backstory.
And I'm going
to
say this. One of the things that bothers me about the whole, like, why don't we have a Black Widow movie is because it's literally the first female that they showed up and everyone's glommed onto her like she's the best. And that bugs me.
It's like I just think Scarlett Johansson plays the character really well. I think they've given her really good stuff to do in the movies that they've done. And it's,
but you don't have anything to compare her to as far as another woman.
Yeah.
I think
that's
what
I'm saying. It's just, it kind of, I mean,
well,
it,
why can't
I
you do both? Why can't you do
well,
both?
Well,
that's
maybe they
point.
Will. I mean, they have said that they're
she's
really open to the
idea. She's been filming all these Avengers stuff.
Yeah.
And all these other
true.
Movies.
They did say that her role is, and so Winter Soldier, her role was significantly expanded.
Yep.
Yeah.
They said that Civil War even more so.
Yeah,
all right.
Which would make sense because she'd be getting sent off on covert missions
for sure.
to do things,
take down heroes. Or
yeah.
So then after Captain Marvel, July 13th, an untitled Fox mystery Marvel film.
Mm. Yeah, that doesn't
Fox.
Excite me at all because Fox. Fuck yeah. Them. Yeah.
July 27th, Aquaman with James Momoa.
Yes.
Khal
yes.
Drogo.
Jason Momoa.
All those fucking James.
Right, I'll give Aquaman.
Khal Drogo as fucking
Aquaman.
Yeah,
Aquaman gets a chance.
Yeah.
You can try and make Aquaman good. You
then,
can do that.
November 2nd, the second Marvel movie between the Infinity War movies, Inhumans.
Namor.
Black Bolt. No, no, no.
Oh no, Namor's a mutant. Black
yeah.
Bolt.
Black Bolt. Medusa. The his mad brother whose name escapes me at the moment. I think
Raven?
That huh?
No, he's not an Inhuman.
No. But Inhumans tie into Kree because they're Kree human experiments.
It's the Terrigonists.
Terrigenesis. I think it's great in between Infinity War movies because it says to me what it thinks I think is going to happen is, Earth realizing that Thanos and the Infinity Gauntlet are not something that like we can stop domestically, and then the Inhumans will come in as like the second group of Avengers to like
yeah.
help save the day in the second movie. I think
with their weirder powers.
There's still an incredibly strong bunch of rumors and hints from the man himself, even that Vin Diesel will be Black Bolt.
Because he'd only ever been the voice for Groot, and Black Bolt can't talk.
Right.
So he would be able to have his voice be Groot's, but his body and face be,
yeah,
and
I don't even know why that's a problem, because his voice is, his voice is processed.
Yeah.
As Groot.
No, I know. It's
still,
all
it's
the, all
just,
the same.
I think it's one of those cutesy little,
yeah.
like.
Yeah.
So then after that is unspecified date for 2018, Amazing Spider-Man 3.
Whatever.
Yeah. 2019. April 5th, Shazam.
Shazam!
This is that other guy who used to be Captain Marvel. Now, the interesting, this Shazam movie is not a part of the DC film continuity.
Which is weird.
But it is going to be a lighthearted, you know, kind of a Billy Batson, a child who can turn into effectively a Superman character.
Like the DC
so Shazam,
version of Big.
Shazam is part of the Justice League.
He is.
So he's not going to be in the JLA movie.
No.
We already know that.
Or he is, but not the same...
Yeah,
I mean that's even weird.
I don't know. Other, and then May 3rd, Avengers: Infinity War Part 2.
Yes.
Shortly after
that's
that,
May 3rd, 2019.
2019. Shortly after that, June 14th, Justice League Part 2.
Interesting.
I got to go on record and say I think doing a Justice League Part 1 and Part 2 when it's your first Justice League movie, I fucking hate that.
Like the Avengers doing part one and part two instead of just doing separate movies?
Right.
Like they're assuming it's going to do so well that they're already scheduling a part two.
I just like, you know, Avengers, they're doing two standalone movies before they do a two-parter.
And Marvel also doesn't schedule a sequel until they know how the original is done. There was no... They didn't announce that they'd schedule the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 until Guardians of the Galaxy
came out
and did well. So, like, them saying Justice League Part 1 and then Part 2 is really like, so no matter what, you're going
to
just split
it's not even a sequel. It's like a four-hour movie that they have to...
Split
into
two pieces,
parts.
So, before we go to 2020, I just want to say that Ant-Man in 2015 marks the end of Marvel Phase 2. Avengers Infinity War Part 2 in 2019 marks the end of Phase 3.
Okay.
Marvel has announced nothing for Phase 4 yet. But why should they? They just announced fucking 14 yeah. movies or yeah. whatever. So 2020, DC has two movies scheduled. April 3rd, Cyborg gets a solo movie.
Okay.
It's dope. That's another black character lead movie.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's great. And then June 19th, they are restarting Green Lantern.
Well, they can't do it worse than they did it already.
No, it was Jesus so bad. Christ. I love Ryan CGI, Reynolds, but Jesus suit, Christ.
All that garbage.
I still come back to the fact that DC, I don't have a lot of confidence in Warner Brothers to get those DC characters right until they get a DC character right. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really trying to reserve judgment and not hold Man of Steel. Hold what's coming to the standard set by Man of Steel, because Man of Steel is very, very disappointing. I know not everyone feels that way, but it was not a Superman movie in my... You can change so much, but you can't change the themes and natures of characters. When you start to do that...
Well, you've got
not a Superman movie.
Ultimately, there are so many issues with it, but one of the things that just says they get Superman wrong is when they're in that gigantic, epic battle at the end, you know, where they're knocking down buildings, which presumably have people in.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of people.
Superman would be all about rescuing every single one of them.
Or not, taking the fight to space.
Exactly.
Or,
not yeah. shooting... not throwing Zod through buildings full of people, or even buildings not full of people, and doing the property damage that requires the people
that's
to pay.
One of the, that's
that
one, of the
one
things.
Fight between those two is like 29/11s, man.
I wanted to stand up and be like, fuck this, and leave the theater. I was so mad.
I got bored of punching.
That one battle between those two characters just completely fucks. Superman would never be in that kind of fight.
Exactly.
Unless he had absolutely no choice. It would have to be dictated by Zod, but it's not dictated by Zod.
No, it's
right.
not.
And that's the real issue with there. And
but
so
I'm trying not to let that color my anticipation for the rest, because it's not all going to be Zack Snyder.
No.
And sure, it's going to be a gritty... The DC has flat out said several times, it's not going to be a comedies. These aren't gonna. We're not gonna put jokes in our movies. These aren't. These are serious films.
Oh yeah, we're not Marvel guys. It won't be.
And we're not gonna have it.
It won't
fun.
Be. Don't worry, guys.
No fun here, assholes. Just superheroes. What do you think? I think Christopher Nolan is set to direct Justice League.
That could
and
be good.
Christopher Nolan, you know, he did really well on 2 out of 3 Batman movies, and there's stuff I like about The Dark Knight Rises.
He made some super snarky remark, kind of directed at Guardians of the Galaxy and Gunn,
really?
Saying that someone said, oh, the difference between Marvel and DC movies, and with him going to be directing some DC movies, or with him maybe having directed Batman, he said, you'll never find me putting stupid jokes in my movies because I make real movies.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, dear.
And therefore implying that, you know, Guardians of the Galaxy is not a real movie because it made people laugh.
Yawn.
Yeah. That's like people who say, you know...
Comedy is easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Drama is hard.
So, you know, I mean, I want to be excited about the DC slate. I want to see some good movies.
I am excited for the DC slate, just not as excited as Marvel.
Yeah, the Marvel slate looks like... one of those movies is going to suck. I always kind of go, you know, at some point, Marvel's going to make a
Iron Man
step.
2 wasn't a spectacular movie.
Iron Man 2 wins the silver medal, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's like saying that eventually Pixar is going to make a bad movie.
They did.
They did.
And they
it's
did.
Called Cars.
Yeah.
Or the
Cars
certainly,
2.
Certainly
or
Cars
Planes.
2.
Yeah.
Planes was Disney. But anyway, so you kind of go, even somebody with a good track record, eventually they're going to make a misstep, and it could just be a misstep of imagination.
Sure.
They have the wrong take on the character, and it just doesn't work.
Ant-Man is sounds a little risky to me,
it
so
does.
I'm excited for it, but I mean, there's nebulous stuff. Then again, I said the same thing about Guardians of the Galaxy. So, now, Tim, there was a Marvel movie that just came out that we haven't seen that you have.
Oh, yeah, Big Hero 6, which... I guess I didn't know that it was a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was based on a manga.
Marvel has a, what's that smaller paperback sized comics? No, it's there's a term for it.
They're called manga size.
Yeah, I know, but there's a, anyway, whatever.
Anyway, the point is.
Digest.
Digest size, that's it. Marvel's digest-sized publishing things. They did, like, some Japanese-style-inspired stuff.
They did Mary Jane stories.
Mary Jane adventures, Emma Frost backstory.
Emma Frost backstory. I liked those.
They also republished all of Runaways in that same digest form to try to get younger readers and try to kind of diversify their reader base a bit. It had mixed results.
Yeah.
Runaways was a success.
So Big Hero 6, actually, a decent movie. Very, very charming. Very funny. I'm sure my kids are going to love it. Absolutely sure the kids are going to love it. It's got, you know, the superheroes are brain superheroes rather than super.
Bunch of little Tony Starks.
Yeah, bunch of little Tony Starks with all their special little abilities that make them kind of like other superheroes that you'd be familiar with, like Flash and stuff like that.
Well, you know, archetypes.
Yeah, archetypes. But I really kind of thought it was fun. And that's the nice thing is that I think it's going to provide an entry point for kids. Looking at the box office, it's neck and neck with Interstellar for opening weekend. So obviously this podcast is going up a little bit after opening weekend, but still.
And we're going to go see Interstellar. I mean, that's happening.
Well, sure. I'm going to go see Interstellar
IMAX,
too. But I think the fact that it's performing on about the same level as Interstellar is promising. I think the odds are that there's a sequel coming.
Is Interstellar PG-13?
I think so. Yeah. So the odds that there's a sequel coming for Big Hero 6, I think, are really, really strong.
And you said we know it's a Marvel movie because there's a cameo.
There is a Stan Lee cameo in the movie. Absolutely.
Awesome.
And if you haven't seen the movie, I am also going to say, and this should be obvious because it's a Marvel movie, but since it doesn't advertise as a Marvel movie, you definitely want to stay through the credits. Mm. Absolutely stay through the credits if you're going to Big Hero 6. Do not leave early.
So. Stan Lee, he's in his 90s, I think, and he's had some health problems in the past year or two that have made him miss a lot of cons and scheduled appearances. I mean, I don't want to be super morose to end the podcast before we get to five questions, but he's going to die as they do Phase 3.
I'm pretty sure that by the end of Phase 3 there will be no more Stan Lee.
And so I just think it would be great, even though Jack Kirby is the one above all in the Marvel Universe, I think it would be cute to have him incorporated as some big cosmic power in one of those movies, even if it's digitally after the fact, post-mortem. I think that would be a good cameo for him. I think if they can't fit Stan Lee in the movies when he's dead, they could put like a Stan Lee bobblehead in the background of a scene.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Like, I think that needs to continue.
Well, and Big Hero 6, I'm going to say that the cameo for Stan Lee is kind of like that.
Okay, interesting. Like, cool. Good. So there's a new precedent.
Yeah.
Anyway, five questions.
Yay! We have five questions from Dave from New Jersey.
Hi, Dave from New Jersey.
He's moved back and forth between Minneapolis and Jersey the last few years with working for the U. So,
awesome.
Right.
Question number one, what's the best movie you've seen in the last 30 days?
For the past 30 days, it's been slim pickings with really good movies, but I just watched John Dies at the End.
A movie
based on the book by John Wong. It's actually David Wong, but who I also enjoy on another podcast, Crack.com.
Yeah.
I liked it for the very least for what it attempted, which I interpreted as somewhat like Lost Highway with jokes and with a somewhat more comprehensible plot, the latter of which would not be hard to do. you should read the book, dude. Like, it's
the
book is amazing. It makes the movie look like a steaming pile of dog crap.
I gotta say that I liked a lot of things about the movie, but like in comparison to the book, it's the sequel is really, really great, too. This book is full of spiders.
Yes. Yes. I agree.
I loved it. Wacky horror. Question number two. Who's your favorite atheist character?
Like several other submitters, I'm going to go with the most unique character I can think of, even if it's not the most obvious. I'll pick Nick Andros from The Stand, and I haven't heard anyone else choose him. That's true. Nick Andros is the deaf mute. From The Stand.
Oh.
The one that Rob Lowe plays in the movie.
Sure.
Although the universe of The Stand turns out to actually have a god, Andros does not accept his existence without evidence, even when Mother Abigail, the benevolent figure who enters his dreams and saves his life and those of all the good people left, says so. He puts evidence over emotion, and I think that's an important trait for an atheist character to have.
Well, and I think you wouldn't find an atheist who would say, well, you know, if there was convincing absolute evidence of God,
I would say, too, Nick Andros dies before there is convincing absolute evidence of God, which, to be fair, only like 5 or 4 people that are left alive witness is the evidence, the obvious, the hand of God.
You see some fucking magic shit happening. Yeah.
Most people don't survive to see it, but Nick Andros gets blown up by a bomb long before that, so he actually never sees anything that, you know, is other than there's an old black woman who enters his dreams and tells him where to, you know, come to meet her, you know, so I don't know. It's good. That's a good answer.
Good answer. Question number 3, what's your geekiest hobby?
With my career in flux, lately it's not clear what's my hobby and what's my profession. But I've always liked both language and math, and when I'm working at one, tutoring, in the case of math, I'm often thinking about the other. Either way, I get really geeky about knowing the origins of words and the histories of languages, and on the math side, I like to randomly remark on the prime factorization of a number and other number trivia-related things. Once at a party, after I had just turned 30, though it wasn't my party, I remarked to someone that this was a milestone, not for the obvious reason, but because 30 is the lowest number divisible by 3 distinct primes, 2, 3, and 5. The next first of this type would be 2 times 3 times 5 times 7, which is 210, which unfortunately I doubt I'll reach. This person was suitably bored, and though not a geek herself, I suspect that could draw an eye roll from even plenty of fellow geeks.
Math anecdotes.
Yes.
You know, I like looking up the origins of words when I'm like, where the fuck did this word come from?
Yeah.
Like, why do we call a bunch of beers a flight?
Yeah.
A
group of ferrets is a business.
Yeah.
A business of ferrets. That's their plural noun.
Well, that's just because the English were fucking bored in the 1800s.
I know. Yeah. It's super fun.
Anyway, question number 4.
What is your favorite sandwich?
An authentic Philadelphia cheesesteak onion sandwich with onions, peppers, and cheese whiz called Pepper Cheese Wit. If possible, one from Pat's in South Philly, close seconds being Gino's or Jim's. Having lived all over the country, I've learned to make my own. In Minneapolis, my favorite method is to get frozen, thin-sliced beef from an Asian market, Shanghai Market in Hopkins, for example, a Jimmy John's day-old roll, and an onion and a green pepper and a jar of cheese whiz. If you're really freaked out about whiz, you can use American or provolone cheese, but you really shouldn't, trust me. Saute the peppers and onions coarsely chopped, peppers and strips, in a mixture of olive and vegetable oil. Defrost and slice the beef and add to the onions and peppers when the latter are cooked, breaking apart further as you cook. Salt and pepper to taste. If you like less greasy, drain them. Meanwhile, heat the bread in the oven, possibly heat the whiz, spread the whiz liberally on both sides of the bread, then just stuff as much of the meat, onions, and peppers as you can in the bread and eat it, ideally paired with root beer or birch beer.
Wow, that is a seriously specific answer. That's amazing.
That sounds like he's, you know, got
the only thing I don't is traditional Philly cheesesteak, is it always made with cheese whiz?
Yes, cheese whiz.
It is cheese whiz.
That is the traditional way. I know that.
Well, I mean, if that's the tradition, then you shouldn't get all upset about whiz if you like a Philly cheesesteak.
So. Yeah, a lot of people don't because of the, like, I don't know, horrible processed nature of it and such, but.
But it's a part of the...
It's part of the thing. Yeah.
It's food product. It's not actual food.
That's true. But it is a cheese food product.
So, 5. Question number 5. What is the stupidest thing anybody's ever said to you about your atheism?
It was a comment on a MySpace forum. A response to an atheist talking about the lack of actual evidence for the existence of any God, as we often do. Referring to Romans 18:20 or so, which he's posted, which is... For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
Therefore,
because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. So back to this. That coupled with a link to a televangelist's speech, the basic gist was that all people are inborn with evidence that God exists, and that whenever we ask for proof or evidence, that's us childishly rebelling against the God that we know in our hearts. Which is infuriating for so many reasons. First, how ridiculous and unfalsifiable it is. Second, how much more anti-science can you get than to take an ad hominem tactic to question a person's request for any argument whatsoever on the part of the person who originally made the claim? And then third, it contradicts so much of Christianity's own doctrine, since in many other conversations, such as the sermons about missionaries in the megachurch you guys went to, Christians will point out that people need to be told by Christians about the gospel and about God's existence, or else they won't know and can't be saved. So which is it? Do we inherently know, or do we need you to tell us?
And it's totally unfair to anybody who's born outside of a Christian faith system. So if you're born in India and you're never exposed to Christianity because you're poor and the only thing you know is Hinduism, theoretically, God is sitting there whispering in your ear the entire time,
yep.
Christianity, Christianity.
Or you know in your heart, your secret heart knows, but you're not doing it.
And you're just going to, theoretically, if you're a true Christian, you'll just convert to this religion you've never fucking heard of and nobody's ever fucking told you about.
Right.
Because God's in your heart.
This just in, Christianity is contradictory.
So anyway, bullshit.
Thank you, Dave, for your five answers. That
absolutely
was great.
If you want to send in your five answers to our five questions, you can send them to 5questions@geekswithoutgod.com. We are running a little low on them, so now is a great time to submit your answers. We'll get you in the very small queue and read your answers soon. If you want to follow us on Facebook, you can see stuff that we post, like interesting articles about atheism, geekiness. I did live post the Marvel event where they named all these movies and answered some questions about them. We have pictures there of like the title cards and all that stuff. If you want to check them out, just look for a post from a few weeks ago. You can rate us on iTunes. That'd be great. Follow us on Twitter. We're Geeks Without God, live from OmegaCon.
Woo!
Yay!
OmegaCon!
Bye! Fuck Fox and their Fantastic Four Doctor Doom ruining bullshit. He looks like a metallic mummy with space AIDS. It's just so terrible. I can't believe they're going to ruin this franchise again.
We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks. Geeks without God.
Until next time, you can find us blogging and listen to past podcasts at geekswithoutgod.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at geekswithoutgod.
We're geeks.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
We're geeks. We're geeks without God.
We're geeks. Geeks without God.
We need an OmegaCon theme song.
Nope.